Pope Francis I is still on the podium at in Rome. He's speaking to the crowd there as he was just announced. He was the former Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio from Argentina. He's the first Jesuit pope. He's the first South American pope. And his background is as an intellectual. He studied theology in Germany, but he's also known as a voice of conscience. He was a prominent symbol of the costs that globalization imposes on the world's poor back in 2005 when he commented about that. We want to find out what your hopes are for the new pope. 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. You are perhaps from Argentina and maybe have some firsthand knowledge of Pope Francis's career there. Give us a call. It's 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. The new pope is 76 years old. He is, as I mentioned, the first Jesuit pope. Born in 1936 in Buenos Aires, known for a number of different things. He, as has been mentioned, known for his vows of poverty, for the fact that he has lived very simply. He does not live in the official residence in Buenos Aires. He persuaded hundreds of Argentinians not to fly to Rome to celebrate with him today, but instead to give the money to the poor. He's also known for being a fierce opponent of Argentina's decision to legalize gay marriage back in 2010. At the time, he argued that children need to have the right to be raised and educated by a father and a mother. 206-543-5869. If you have some personal knowledge of Cardinal Bergoglio or some reactions on what you would like to see him do as the new pope, particularly those of you who are practicing Catholics, give me a call, 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Seattle Post intelligence reporter and columnist Joel Connolly joins us. He's been on the job for 35 years. And Joel, I understand you understand a little bit of the background about the new Pope Francis. Tell us what you know.
First of all, he's another old pope. He's 76. Secondly, he is the first member of the Society of Jesus, the first Jesuit pope. Third, he is, of course, somebody known for the simplicity of his life. Fourth, that he is very orthodox on sexual morality issues, describing gay adoption on one occasion as a sin against children. He is, however, on certain other things. Well, for instance, in a 2001 observance, he kissed the feet of several AIDS patients. He has spoken out against priests who refuse to baptize kids born out of wedlock in Argentina, and responded very, very strongly to a bombing directed at the Israeli embassy, I believe, in Buenos Aires. He has been an apostle of the social gospel, has lived simply, but at the same time is quite orthodox. And the other thing I think to note is that he was in the running last time. He apparently, at least according to the Italian newspapers, got up to 40 votes, just four short of what would have blocked Joseph Ratzinger's ascendancy to the papacy. And again, somebody was in the running 8 years ago and has crossed the line first this time.
Well, as I understand it, just from my quick reading here, just before the 2005 conclave, a human rights lawyer in Argentina filed a complaint charging then Cardinal Bergoglio with complicity in a 1976 kidnapping of two liberal Jesuit priests under the military regime. It was a charge that Bergoglio flatly denied. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that part of his history coming up. Joel, you're very familiar with the Catholic community here in Seattle. Knowing what you know about him, how do you think his papacy will be received here?
We have been hoping for, how do I put this? I'll steal the phrase from Andrew Greeley, the priest sociologist, a hopeful, holy man who smiles. Namely, somebody who will be both pastoral and also, and this is a key point, that moral authority is not simply inherited nowadays. Moral authority is earned. You cannot simply assert your position in order to tell people how to live. American Catholics are not docile, they are not dogmatic, and they resist discipline. So essentially, you have to lead with your example, and you have to lead with the type of pastor you are.
Joel, it's interesting you mentioned smiling, because there was an email campaign back in 2005 claimed to originate with Jesuits who knew Bergoglio. This from the National Catholic Reporter. And at the time, they said that he never smiled. And as I'm looking at him up on the podium, he has a very serious demeanor, as you would expect a man who has just been announced as the brand new pope. So what are your personal thoughts on this? You are also a practicing Catholic. What do you think about him becoming the new leader of your church?
I really wonder how much we will think of Pope Francis I, because a great deal of the leadership and the initiative in the church is now bottom-up rather than top-down. If you look at the programs at Our Lady of the Lake or St. Joe's or St. James Cathedral here in Seattle, you find an educated and vibrant laity. You find dynamic pastors, this type of thing. Again, Catholics are not people awaiting orders, but people living their faith.
I'm talking to Joel Connolly, and you're welcome to join in. We're talking about Pope Francis I, just announced, and we're at 206-543-5869. You might not know a lot about him, although perhaps you do. If you're from Argentina, you can tell us what you know, or just your hopes and what you would like to see the Pope doing, leading the Catholic Church into the future. It's a church with facing a lot of issues having to do with Vatican mismanagement, questions about the role of women, the ongoing questions about sexual abuse scandals. Maybe you've got some thoughts on where you would like him to go and what you would like him to do. Joel Connolly, what's the significance of him being the first Jesuit pope? Can we make any assumptions about the way he'll approach issues coming from that background?
You've essentially had Jesuits who became involved with liberation theology, Jesuits who were in the forefront of social protest in the United States, Daniel Berrigan, for instance. As Jesuit provincial in Argentina, however, he rejected liberation theology and essentially told his fellow Jesuits that they needed to be pastors, that they needed to continue to be chaplains, that they needed to exercise the traditional functions of the priesthood. Pope John Paul II cracked down on the Jesuits and installed somebody of his preference to be the Jesuit superior. So there's been some trouble and some division within the order between those, again, who have practiced social liberation and those who have supported traditional ministry. And he apparently came down and very strongly during the Argentine junta in favor of traditional ministry.
Joel, what's the state of the Catholic Church in our state, in our area? Is it growing, shrinking, thriving?
It is growing with the great influx of the Hispanic population. The number of people in the pews has shrunk a little bit. I think there's been some alienation due to the sexual misconduct scandals, and also due to the somewhat extreme social conservatism of the hierarchy. At the same time, what you have in this state, I think, is characterized by, first of all, strong parishes. Secondly, a revitalization with the growth of the state's Hispanic population, now acknowledged by there being an auxiliary bishop in Seattle. Third, and I think we have been blessed by the fact that we have not received an archbishop in Seattle who would have cracked down, imposed ideological discipline on teachers, the various things that we see from Lincoln, Nebraska, to Peoria, Illinois, to Santa Rosa, California. They've recognized the situation here, and the situation is that the church is a minority of people. The church essentially has to reach out to those who are non-Christian and non-Catholic in order to do the work of the gospel, and Rome seems to have acknowledged that.
Seattle PI reporter and columnist Joel Connolly. Joel, thanks for your time. We look forward to reading your further thoughts at the PI website. Thanks very much.
And you will. Thanks.
206-543-5869. If you are of the Catholic faith, what are your thoughts, your hopes for the 266th Pope, just announced today, Pope Francis I, the first South American Pope, Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio from Argentina. Give us a call at 206-543-5869. The new Pope will be leading the world's 1.2 Catholics, and the announcement coming this morning with the release of white smoke from the Vatican and the shouts of "We have a Pope" and the bells of St. Peter's Basilica, as you've heard the BBC describing it, quite a scene going on in Rome. Let's hear what some of you said earlier about your hopes for a new Pope.
I want the Pope to push condom use, especially for poor women.
As a devout Catholic, I do believe that it's about time that we got a Pope that will come out swinging and come out speaking strongly for family planning.
What I want in a pope is someone who will acknowledge the times we live in.
The pope has to deal with child abuse, get rid of those priests, stop protecting them, send them up river like they belong. They are not spiritual.
Hi, I think that the papacy should consider marriage for priests. I think it would lower the risk of sexual diversion.
Total honesty and non-protection of the institution, you know, the kind of humility that I believe all followers of Jesus is kind of expected to have.
Yes, the Catholic Church is a great organization, but they need to change, and they need to pick a younger and smarter individual to be their pope.
Yeah, you're asking what kind of a pope I'd like to see? I'd like to see a black woman.
We also heard this from some of you on Facebook. Kevin wrote, he wants a pope that embraces the laity as the life of the church and desires to work with them to answer the Christian call to work towards a more loving, just, and peaceful world. And Aaliyah writes, I am a 30-year-old Catholic woman and have been Catholic my entire life. I would love to see a pope of the people, a great pastoral leader who can focus the entire church on its mission, a pope who will prioritize the needs of the poor and outcast in our global community. Oh, the papabilities, and she says, please excuse her papal pun. We'll hear a lot more later on today about Pope Francis I, his background, and where he might be leading the Catholic Church. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.